The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. And a very, very happy, happy Tuesday afternoon to everyone. Hey, I think you'll agree. We woke up this morning and there was a bit of a chill in the air. So, you know, summer, I hate to say it, has definitely come to an end. So, anyway, but that's part of life. And I'll tell you what, fall has so many beautiful transitions to it. I just want to welcome everybody and thank you all for tuning in today to the Voice of Vashon, which is your listener-supported island connection, KVSH. And we're here for you. And we're also here to talk about recovery on my weekly show every Tuesday at 1:30 in the afternoon. Tom Walston agreeing that the definition to recovery, because you all know the name of the show is Adventures in Recovery. And when we say recovery, a lot of people tend to automatically think of drugs or alcohol. But that's not necessarily the case. It certainly can be. But the way I define recovery is a process of change through which individuals improve their health and wellness, live a self-directed life, and strive to reach their full potential. And I'm really happy to say that today I have a guest on my show that is going to be, well, he's actually very involved with an agency, an organization that does a lot of help for the community. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to introduce Chris Nakia, who's going to tell us all about the exciting stuff that he's got going on. As I mentioned, we have a wonderful guest with us today that is making a huge difference on this planet. And this is Chris Nakia. Chris, welcome. I know you're representing Rotary. Can you tell us a little bit about what you got going on?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Well, so if you're not familiar with Rotary, Rotary is an organization of community leaders that get together and solve problems in the community and globally. We're probably best known for our part in eradicating polio. And so we have clubs in all different communities. We've got a small one here in Vashon. We're small in numbers, but we're pretty mighty in the impact that we have here locally and globally. Today, we wanted to talk to you about one of the fundraisers we're doing here on Vashon Island to support two of our most beloved institutions, the Vashon Food Bank and the Senior Center.
Very important.
And it's a fundraiser called Hunger Strike. And Hunger Strike is a 30-day online fundraising competition where anybody in the community can go to our site, form a team. That team goes out and raises money online.
Okay.
And then on November 3rd, we have these live events. It started back in 2022. We did a pilot program here in Washington State in our district, 5030, which is our club is part of this district. And we raised enough money to distribute over 4 million servings of healthy food.
What?
To people in need. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was such a success. We did this with an organization called Harvest Against Hunger, which moves food around here in Washington State and a few others. Came out of Rotary District 5030. And that fundraiser was so successful that we brought in a global partner called Share Our Strength. They're the people behind the No Kid Hungry campaign. Mm-hmm. And it's now gone national. So we have Rotary clubs and communities around the country that are participating this year in Hunger Strike. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. And what we're letting our community know is we're saying, hey, we should go out to our fire department, our sheriff's department, our schools, our businesses, and say, represent your organization. Form a team. It's hungerstrike.events/WA for Washington State now that it's gone national.
Well, you know, and I know Chris shared with me earlier that the event that they're going to have live here is going to be actually at our wonderful Vashon Theater. And that's coming up on the 3rd of November.
Yep.
And it seems like that's a long ways off, but it really isn't, folks. Things are happening fast nowadays. And that happens to be on a Monday, but it sounds like it's going to be a really interesting event. You talked about the national exposure that you've had through the television special, basically, that was done about the hunger strike.
Yeah,
correct?
Actually, last year, CBS News Radio did a special feature on hunger strike during their Thanksgiving Day special. And this year, they're planning on doing a follow-up show, according to their producers. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things it does, it helps to promote the event itself, but it really helps create awareness about food insecurity and hunger in general. Here in the state of Washington, 1 in 7 kids suffer from, food insecurity, not having regular meals. And there's just a whole bunch of stats here that get worse.
Well, there's the presence of that right here on Vashon, our island, that most of us don't see.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you were talking about, just to put the word out to, we're so fortunate to have such a great food bank here on the island. And I just want to remind people, you don't have to have anything that's going to either qualify you or not qualify you for using our wonderful food bank here on Vashon. It's open to everybody, regardless of, some people stay away because they might be embarrassed. It's like, no. It's not what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's here for you. It's here for all of our island residents. And when you talked about part of your fundraiser, making it a fun fundraiser of people creating teams to generate funds, Give me an example, if you would, of what some of those teams might look like.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. You know, one thing we try to emphasize in Rotary when we do anything is that it's not just, you know, that you can have fun and have an impact at the same time. And it's the fun component of this particular initiative or event that's, I think, made it really successful.
Mm-hmm.
So the way it works is you've got 30 days of people forming teams and raising money. On the last day, which is November 30th, we have these live events, and we have a wonderful sponsor that has provided bowling alleys for free bowling for people who are raising money. And you can bowl for dollars, so people can pledge, hey, every pin you knock down. And then on top of that, there's awards given out, beautiful crystal awards for the best performing teams and clubs and that sort of thing, and prizes. So everyone who raises $150 in these contests, their name goes into a drawing. And every $50 you raise over that, your name goes into the drawing again. This year, we've got 7 nights stay in Hawaii on a beautiful beach on the island of Kauai.
Which is where you're from.
Which is where I'm from. we've got a presidential New Year's stay in Las Vegas for four nights there. So a presidential suite at the Wyndham, beautiful Wyndham Hotel over New Year's.
Oh,
and just a bunch of other prizes. So it's a lot of fun. You got people competing for awards. You've got people, you know, qualifying for these great drawings to win prizes, and at the same time, you're feeding children and family that are desperately in need of food.
So it's a win.
That's the Rotary four-way test.
So I know there's people listening out there that are wondering, you know, this sounds actually workable, and it does. You don't have to go for thousands and thousands of dollars to raise. You certainly can, but every bit helps. How does somebody get involved that wants to put maybe a group together?
Yeah, so the best way to do it is go to VashonRotaryClub.org, because that will get you directly to our event page, because every club throughout Washington, actually throughout the country now, that's participating has their own event page. And then form a team. You can form a team and say who you want on your team, or you can form a team and leave it open and have people just join you. And then just start fundraising. We've got a real-time leaderboard that people watch throughout this competition.
And that's on the website.
Oh, yeah. And that's just, that inspires greater giving. People just get so excited and have so much fun with this.
Okay, so let's get creative here a little bit. And some might choose to do the bowling thing.
Yep.
What might be some other suggestions?
So what we're doing here on the island is actually brand new. So we do a podcast every year that connects all of the events. We check in with the events at this live podcast. It's a visual podcast on YouTube. And then people either go bowling, but this year we're actually going to have a real-time quiz show. And it's just rich and dynamic, and very easy for people to participate. We're going to do it at the theater, by the way. So on November 3rd from 6 to 9 p.m., we're all getting together at the Vashon Theater for a great time and to have fun with this quiz show. See who the smartest Vashonians are.
A quiz show. Whoa. We're going to be testing your intelligence. What a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
So is this is open to the public, anybody?
It's open to the public.
Family friendly?
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to have people join in Rotary, with Rotary, partner with us and the Vashon Youth and Family Services, the Senior Center, and the Food Bank, and really make a statement, especially since we may actually get some nice exposure on national radio again.
Absolutely. And you know what? With all the services that this island provides, we all work together.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, you know what? We're going to be getting a call here in just a moment from another organization, and I'm talking about Vashon Youth and Family Services. And this is the time that our good friend Emmy Bell usually gives us a call to give us an update on where we're at with our own fundraising and the diaper drive. But also, I want to remind people about The Voice coming up, and that's going to be this coming Friday. And that is a really fun event at the Vashon Center for the Arts. Last year, we were at the Vashon Movie Theater. This year, it's Vashon Center for the Arts. It's going to be Friday night, and you're going to be able to hear some local talent with their incredible singing skills, and it is a competition. There's a kids category and an adults category. Last year, we had a lot of fun doing it, and we hope to see a big turnout this year, this coming Friday. If you want more information on that, just tune into our website at voiceofvashon.org, or if you don't have the app already, put the app on your phone, and you can stream us anywhere you are. So let's see when the phone rings here. It should be Emmy calling in just a second. Here we go. Emmy.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing? So great to hear from you.
Well, thank you. Good to hear from you, too.
And, well, you called me. We always look forward to your call every Tuesday here with updates for us. And I know you've got some really good news for us this week.
Yep, I do. I definitely do.
What do we got going on, girl?
Well, let's see. First, I want to thank Bridget Webb for bringing by some more diapers. I really appreciate that because she's doing the legwork there and getting them to the main office. Our budget cut campaign is well underway now, and we are asking businesses to become sponsors. And we received our first business sponsorship, Palouse Winery.
So nice. Thank
them. Yep. They joined us at the It Takes an Island level. So thank you, George and Linda. And I need help pronouncing last names, but I believe it's Kirkish. And please, someone correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't spoken with them directly yet, so I need to get clear on that. But I did want to thank them so much for leading as business sponsors in this campaign.
So, Emmy, a quick question for you. You just mentioned a certain level. Can you mention how that kind of works a little bit for some of the businesses that are listening out there?
Sure. So we've got, I think it's four levels. I'm going to read this out. So up to $999, the business sponsorship is It Takes an Island. And folks will get recognition on Voice of Vashon in our Beachcomber articles that we're going to be having throughout the campaign, in our website, and of course we're working on a donor wall and a way to recognize folks. I don't have my levels in front of me, Tom, because they're different from our giving levels, our traditional. So I'll have to get back to you on that.
Yeah, that's fine. It gives us something to talk about next Tuesday. And I didn't mean to put you on the spot with that.
That's okay. You know, it's always scramble time when you're doing grants and campaigns. So I'll have that laid out because I'm just creating it. You know, it's a new thing, so it's not quite embedded in my mind yet.
Well, not only that, but people don't see, and I don't even see a lot of times what goes on behind the scenes and everything that is involved in being a grant writer, staying on top of things, seeing what's available out there, especially with all of the recent budget cuts. And unfortunately, it looks like there may be more to come. I hate to spread doom and gloom, but.
I do have a little news on that, and I did find the business sponsorship level, so I can share that. It Takes an Island it starts at $250, and then it goes $500 and above is the Island Hero. For $1,000 and above, it's the Island Compassion Ambassador. At the $2,000 level, it's Island Champion, and $5,000 above is Island Empowerment Circle.
Wow.
We've got different ways of recognizing businesses, and we'd like to talk about their services and goods that they provide the community with on air, and in any way we can in print or social media. So we want to partner with folks and encourage them to do some site visits and see some of our programming in action so that they have a little better grasp of all that we do for kids and families in the community.
And just as a side benefit for the business, oftentimes those are write-offs for the business, correct?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And it goes directly to supporting children, youth, and families on the island. You know it's going to be spent wisely and to make sure that all islanders thrive. So that's our goal and stick with our mission.
Nice.
I've got some other folks I'd like to thank for donating, if that's okay. I don't know how much time I have.
Absolutely. You know what? Gratitude and recognition, I think, is so powerful. So please, yes.
Okay. Let's see. We want to thank Priscilla Atwood for donating. I think she's a monthly donor, monthly sustainer. So thank you so much. And Mary Shackelford, also a monthly sustainer. And then we got a great $520 donation from Virginia Wolf. And also a sustainer, Hugh Turner. Thank you so much. Jamie Wolf, a wonderful sustainer. And I think a former staff member of CYFS. And then we got from Charlie Peterick and Marcy Rubart, they donated $2,000. So that was our most recent campaign donation that bumped us up to... Yeah.
Bumps us up to...
$19,329.
19,000. And don't forget, folks, the diaper drive goes on through January, too. I love coming into work and seeing more diapers in the front lobby that people are just dropping off from going to Costco or wherever.
Right. That's never going to end. Diapers are always going to be in need, but we are collecting them in mass right now through the end of the year.
Love it. Love it. Well, Emmy, thank you so very much for your weekly call. And I think for some reason we might have just dropped the call. Are you there? Okay. Emmy Bell is part of our staff at Vashon Youth and Family Services. Thank you once again. And she calls in usually every Tuesday during our show so we can give you folks updates and to give you a big shout out saying thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you do as residents here of Vashon Island. Okay, so I reminded everybody about The Voice coming up this Friday night, and that is going to be so much fun. I'm going to be there, and along with hopefully hundreds of other people. That's our big fundraiser, and it's our birthday for Voice of Vashon. How many years is this? 26 years. We have somebody that's probably been here 26 years feeding me with some of that inside information. So anyway, thanks again, everybody. And I'd like to get back with Chris Nakia from Hawaii originally. He transferred from one island to our own beautiful Vashon Island. Can you fill us in with a little bit more about that transition? We were talking about that earlier.
Oh, the island trade?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we moved up here back in 1990 and have just been in love with, love Vashon and moved here about 10 years ago. Came here for a vacation and decided to stay.
You know, and the one thing that Chris and I, we agreed on a lot of things, but he was aware of the fact that it's very obvious that for several people that come to Vashon for the first time, realize what a transformational part of the world this is. And I refer to it as a healing vortex.
Yeah.
And especially with my work at Vashon Youth and Family Services, I see so much healing going on. And it's kind of contagious in a lot of ways.
Yeah, we have a really special community. This is just a gorgeous place. And people are amazed that I would leave Hawaii and one of the Garden Isle of all places and prefer Vashon. I just do. We just do. It's just amazing here.
Well, when it comes down to it, what's not to like about Vashon?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'm so fortunate to, and I'm not an island resident, but I am in the sense that I'm over here working and doing the best I can with the services that we provide in the recovery department. And I mentioned the definition that I like for recovery earlier in the show, and I want to share that with everybody too, so they don't think it's just has to do with a substance. We're all recovering from something. You were recovering for whatever reasons you left Hawaii. You wanted maybe a new beginning, just a fresh, I don't know, fresh something. And you shared with me the fact that several of your family members are now local residents.
Yeah.
I love that.
Safe on travel.
Yes. Hey, Chris, I was wondering, what if somebody wanted to get more information about becoming a Rotary member? What does that involve?
Oh, you know, our meetings are open. We meet down by, or in the same building that Women Hold the Key, if you're familiar with them, down the road here, every Thursday from noon to one. And we people can join us on Zoom because we have a hybrid meeting. So if you go to VashonRotaryClub.org on Thursday, you can just click on a link and that'll bring up the Zoom meeting. But we encourage everybody to join us. We do a lot of great things in the community, and actually, like we've talked about, have a lot of fun doing it too.
Well, that's what it's all about. If you're going to be making a fundraising opportunity, well, Rotary, you know, I used to refer to them as the animal clubs. We have the Lions, we have the Elks, but each one of those organizations provides a very, very valuable service to the community.
Rotary is probably one of the most trusted sources of civic clubs out there. I mean, our whole purpose, we don't actually have clubs. We call ourselves clubs, but we basically get together at restaurants or locations. We're community leaders and people who are passionate about supporting the community. And our sole purpose is to solve problems.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Aside from hunger, we've got Alzheimer's, dementia, peace. We have action groups that are global networks of Rotarians that deal with maternal health and just all sorts of things.
Wow. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Really good stuff, Chris. Hey, we got Emmy back. Emmy, you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
So,
sorry about that.
For some reason, we got cut off, but now you're back, and I'm happy to have you back.
That's great. I just wanted to give a quick update on what we know about budget cuts. And just real quick about our campaign goal, and then just thank everybody who's been donating and to look in your mailbox and in your emails for our appeal letter that'll be there soon. Looks like for budget cuts for the year 2026 that we know of, it could surpass $200,000 from our budget.
And those are just the cuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And programs that we've been, you know, we've relied on for decades that have been uninterrupted funding, like for at-risk youth counseling services and working with the Vashon Island School District to get counseling services to these kids. They are stepping up this Vashon School Foundation is stepping up and helping with some of the funding to fill the gap, but there's leaves about $50,000 left to fill. So we're working on that. And that's what this campaign is for. So that's why it's so important, because these cuts are affecting everybody in our community. And we want to make sure that no services are interrupted. We're not going to turn anyone away.
And you know what? We're seeing love in action when it really comes down to it, because so many of the residents of our beautiful island and so many of our businesses and organizations are stepping up to the plate because they see that we're going to survive, we're going to get by, we're going to get through this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we got to stay positive.
Yep. And so thank you very much, Emmy. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And
yeah,
a huge shout out. Oh, I guess it's just about time for us to wrap it up. The school bell is going off, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Emmy, thanks again. And can we check in with you again next Tuesday?
Yes, I'll be in person with Glory next week, and she's going to fill us in on some community and outreach events.
Great. We're going to have them in the studio, folks. So that'll be great. I'll definitely be looking forward to that. Thanks again, Emmy. And I want to bring a big shout out to Rotary's Chris Nakia, sharing the what they're doing about doing their part in ending hunger. It's been a pleasure, Chris. And
thank you, Tom.
Any words of wisdom as a departing resident that's going to be hopefully coming back with us sometime soon?
No, we just want you to join us at Rotary, VashonRotaryClub.org, and be part of this fun competition that's going on right now.
And this Friday, we're going to see all of you at The Voice at Vashon Center for the Arts. It's going to be a lot of fun, trust me.